Morning, Dr. Standard, taking a 12-lead EKG on patient Valerie Thompson. On 10-10-24, Mrs. Thompson performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes appear normal. T waves are inverted to flat across the precordium, indicative of perhaps prior anterior wall damage. Clinical correlation will be required for further assessment. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Cavanaugh. This goes to Dr. Topin on 10-10-24. Mr. Cavanaugh performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-11-24, there's been no significant change. Perineal paragraph impression moderate restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Cavanaugh. This goes to Andy Ilobre, I-L-L-O-B-R-E, PA on 10-10-24. Mrs. Cavanaugh performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was either improved effort or complete reversibility of airways obstruction, leaving the patient only with a minimal degree of reduction of forced vital capacity. Period of paragraph impression. Moderate reversible airways obstruction with minimal restriction, consistent with asthma or improved effort after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-17-24, there's been improvement in the post-bronchodilator study. Period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Carl with a C. Owens. This goes to the VA on 10-10-24. Mr. Owens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index is less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC is less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-23-24, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lisa Mack, MACK. This goes to Corrine Edick, EDICK, PA on 10-10-24. Mrs. Mack performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-26-24. The patient is not demonstrating reversible airways obstruction on this study, period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no response to bronchodilators, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Nancy Chomel, C-H-O-M-E-L. This goes to Deborah Cobb, NP, on 10-10-24. Mrs. Chomel performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal with minimal airways obstruction and insignificant change after bronchodilators period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component period. Thank you.